From the first pitch to the final buzzer, OnTap Sportsnet has got you covered for all your Chicago sports needs. Read up on the current state of your team on our website and listen to us banter during our team-specific podcasts. Thirsty? We even have beer reviews to help you take the edge off. Follow us on Twitter at OnTap Sportsnet and get all the content you'll ever need at OnTapSportsnet.com. OnTap Sportsnet. It's what's on tap in Chicago.
It's the Big J and BB Show with Joey Real Talk Catrano and Ryan, whatever he can come up with before the podcast starts, Ebner.
Always new nicknames.
Dude, yeah,
I like it. Keep it
I think of it as I get ready.
Welcome to the Big J and BB Show, everybody. I am Ryan Green Machine Ebner, a.k.a. BB, a.k.a. member of Swole Team 6, a.k.a. followed on Twitter by John Cena himself as of August 6th. That still holds up. And the man liked by Olivia Munn on Twitter. So, when y'all get those wedding invitations, no, thanks for supporting the show. Of course, you can find the Big J and BB Show on all your podcast platforms of choice. Just search Big J and BB Show, whether that's Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, all of the above. Check it out. Twitter, at Big J and BB Show. Before we started, we're talking about Costco. Costco, I'm looking at you. Follow us at Big J and BB Show. Facebook.com/Big J and BB Show. If you want a sweet Big J and BB Show hat like mine was stolen today. Whew. Rough. Stolen by a lady friend. You can find that on UndeadRedBull.tv and click the merch tab. We got a ton of stuff, whether it's Undead Red Bull shirts and muscle tanks and hoodies and Big J and BB Show shirts and muscle tanks and hats. We've even got a bikini for your missus out there. Check it out. Or maybe it's your mistress. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. Twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull. And every Thursday night, we're on there. For twitch.tv/UndeadRebel at 9 p.m. Central Time, or as of right now, it's 9:28 Central Time. You know, it is what it is. And we are streaming podcasts while we're on there live. It's pretty dope. I want to say, and I'm going to commit to this now, I feel like the Thursdays are perfect for the gaming show. So we might keep every Thursday as a gaming show. Lately, we took a break from it. I've been doing some sport ones, but I believe... the Thursdays will be the gaming show. Believe! And of course, twitch.tv/slap_nugget2p's and 2g's. Check that out as well, of course, whenever he decides to stream. I don't know. But I like to just throw the support out there. Every Monday through Friday night, 8 p.m. Central Time, go to @JoshBarlog on Twitter. Check him out. Of course, you should follow him. He gives out tons of stuff on there anyway. But a Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Central Time, it's Natty Nights, where your boy, Ryan Green Machine Ebner, joins Josh at Josh Barlog for tons of talk about whether it's Chicago sports, national sports, all of it. It's a great time. And for $4.99 a month, you can get an ad at the start of his show. Let him know the Big J and BB Show sent you. Of course, feversports.com, FEVRsports.com. Check out Josh's articles on there as well as mine. If you click the gaming tab, check those out. And if you are looking to upgrade your gaming chair experience, TriumphChairs.com. Use the code Big J and BB Show. That's all one word for 10% off your order. As I touched upon earlier, we are on twitch.tv/UndeadRebel. And for the next week, we are raising money for the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. It is a fantastic cause. If you're in the stream right now, click that link that Undead Rebel just posted and go ahead and donate. Otherwise, David's going to be posting it on @UndeadRebel on Twitter, as well as at Big J and BB Show. Check that out, man. It's a great cause. I love supporting the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, so this is fantastic for us. Now, like I touched upon, this is a gaming show, and I brought an elite crew. Let me tell you, I did. And I'm starting with Undead Rebel himself. David, sir, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
You know what? It was a rough Thursday to start, but here we are, and I'm good to go. I'm ready. Tremana tequila and orange juice with a hint of lime is powering me through. So, pretty excited. Of course, I hope he's here. Guadalupe Himoyolan Esquivel! Junior, are you here, sir?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
You feeling relieved now? How's it? You feeling relieved?
Yeah.
Of course. Oh. Ready to rock and roll. And of course, my boy from the East Coast, from North Carolina, Brendan, BK Kennerly, sir, how are you tonight?
What it do, Pikachu?
Ooh, you know
what it do?
Did you know that Pikachu's my favorite Pokemon?
I did. We already talked about because mine's Garchomp. We talked about that on a BKBB Power Hour, like when you had the crazy work sketch.
See, boom, rock and roll, baby. Let's get. Look, I love it. See, you pay attention, and that's why you complete me, sir. That is why.
I'm gonna listen.
Of course, like I said, this is a gaming podcast, so let's get into it. Now, most of us in this chat, actually, I'm the youngest in this chat, so I'm positive that most people in this chat remember G4. It used to be a gaming channel that was on cable back in the day. It was very fun. That's where my future boo bang, Olivia Munn, got a big start on there. Fantastic, of course, Attack of the Shows. And they are relaunching in 2021. And as well as yesterday, actually, Venn, V-E-N-N, launched as well. That's two gaming channels are launching. But I don't believe Venn, for sure, I know, isn't launching on cable or anything like that. It's on Twitch. It's on YouTube. I think if you just go to Venn, you search Venn on the Googs machine, you'll find it there as well. Find all their links. But I watched a little bit of it. It's actually super entertaining. I enjoyed it. I think that that's something we've been missing. Also, Venn and G4. If you're looking for a podcast to spice up your life, go ahead and check out at Big Chain BB Show. Reach out to us. DMs are open. BB girl, let's get it. My question, I'm going to start with you, David. Now, with G4 returning in 2021, assumptions have to be that it's going to be the same thing as Venn, where it's a streaming platform. There's no way they launch that on a cable provider.
That's what I was going to ask you first, because you said Venn is all on the streaming platform. I was like, G4 return. I was like, is it going to go back to cable? Because, you know, I feel like you're returning to go right back into the grave, you know, if you're going on cable. That's just my thought. I mean, obviously, if you're going to do cable, that's fine, as long as you have a streaming service to go with it, though. Mm-hmm. I feel like your audience is all going to be streaming as of right now, well, especially if it's all gaming news. I don't think many people are going to be like, oh, let's get cable to watch this one channel. So I think it's got to be probably the same thing as Venn. Maybe even have their own, you know, website. You just go and watch gaming news there, or, you know, maybe their own Twitch channel that's on like 24/7 or something. Kind of like a Bob Ross painting thing that goes on Twitch all day.
Oh man, that's sometimes, you know,
maybe something similar. Like do old highlights or old videos of G4 that they've had from years ago, you know, throwbacks.
Now, now I'm looking at Venn, which is actually still alive right now on Twitch. I'm not telling you to leave. You shouldn't leave. You should pay attention to this before you go check out that. But it's on there. So I have to assume, like you said, regardless, it has to be on a streaming service unless. And I have heard this, that Venn in particular, I think I touched upon this with Joey, Big J. I know that name escapes a lot of people, right? It's been so long. that we...
the return is soon. He's like a Dr. Disrespect at some point.
Right,
you know?
Like one point. Like, I mean, like at least five, maybe three people will be excited. But the biggest thing...
He's taking a break.
Right, yeah, right. He's like, it's so hard. The biggest thing is that Venn is looking at possibly trying to eventually get onto whether it's like YouTube TV, which I think that makes a lot of sense, or Sling or some type of service like that. So I agree with you, David, in that regard. I think these either of them, right? I mean, Venn obviously starting off now with Twitch and on YouTube, but G4 100%, like when it comes back, there's no way you could be on cable. No one uses cable anymore. BK, how do you feel about having two gaming channels coming back to life?
One too many, I think. In my personal opinion, there's too many streaming channels right now. Like, we just heard, was it a CBS Viacom announced today that they're going to be coming out with a service starting in 2021?
Who owns G4?
So, you know, that's where G4 could be. We're about to hit the inflection point with streaming services. There's going to be too many. I think there's already too many, in my opinion. And then you're going to see consolidation. Like, everyone wants to do like the Netflix right now, and so they're doing all their own things, and they pumped a bunch of money into it. And then all of a sudden, when the subscribers don't come, you know, they're going to get bought out by someone. But it's great that we're getting something back. And I even remember before G4, it was Tech TV. I remember watching that. When I was younger, with Adam Sessler and Morgan Webb for the gaming show there. Kick it old school for you, you know.
I love being the young man in this group. It's fantastic.
How old are you again? What, you know, 21? I made that up. You're not that much younger than me.
No, I know.
You're older than my fiance.
Shout out to Colleen, dude.
Shout out to Colleen.
Junior, I know you remember G4, bro. How do you feel about G4 coming back in 2021 and now another video game network or stream channel then launched yesterday?
I actually kind of disagree with BK. I mean, the more the better, the way I feel, especially if it's going to be like on different blocks, because everybody's going to have their opinions on different, you know, things coming out, whether it be new tech, new games, new movies, new media. You know, everybody's going to have a different opinion. Now, whether it influences you or not, obviously it's going to come down to the individual. But it doesn't hurt to get, you know, different perspectives of different the one thing. You know, like somebody streaming a game or whatever, you'll have the chat blowing up. Either they like it or they love it. So having, you know, different, you know, perspectives of the news or whatever should, you know, be better. In my opinion, is better for the community.
Yeah, I mean, like, here's my thing on it. I kind of agree and disagree with both of you, right, in a way of, like, I do think that it could be a lot. If both of them are competing for the same audience on Twitch, that's a lot. Two of them is a lot. One of them won't survive. And G4 has the nostalgia behind it, so, you know, watch out then. But if G4 is maybe, you know, because they are, their parent company is CBS, maybe they get on a CBS app, or maybe, you know, we have to see how that's going to turn out in 2021. I mean, hands down, let me tell you this right now. If my boo, Olivia Munn, is back on G4 in some way, that's it. It's a, hands down, it's a lot. I gotta support the boo, so I'd have to go with G4. But I did watch Ven yesterday, and I watched the official launch, and I was like, dude, I actually feeling pretty good about this. There's a lot of different things on there. They talk anime on there, which is awesome.
I'm watching it right now.
Yeah.
They're doing workout. It's the sweat box. Yeah, they're looking for games.
Yep, they got that one too. So, I mean, that's my thing. Ven has a ton of different offerings, and I hope G4 does the same. But it is a thing where I believe it's something where we have not had that type of media, right? When it comes to gaming and talk shows, podcasts, in general, talking and stuff, it's all on podcasts for the most part, whether that's audio version, like the Big JB Show, or YouTube ones, which could be like the Big JB Show. Find out. But, you know, that's where you're getting a lot of your news from. And, you know, also, Carlos, sorry, I know you do have cable. What, are you stealing it from your neighbors or something, bro? Come on, man.
Why is he stealing it?
It's not Carlos.
This is supposed to be a friendly.
Someone else we know at work definitely steals their cable. Not going to name names, but it's all right. So let's move on to something big, bro. So Marvel's Avengers comes out in September. The beta, if you pre-ordered it, started this week or this weekend. On PlayStation, it's going to run every weekend. I believe next weekend is the Xbox and PC pre-orders, and then the following weekend you will be getting, which is open beta, begins August 21st. Now, during this, they showed the game. Honestly, the game looks fun to me as a Marvel fan, as a guy that is a games of a service kind of fan, right? Like, I mean, Destiny and stuff like that. It's kind of like taking Destiny and throwing Marvel heroes in it. I think that's fun. I was pretty excited for it. They showed Hawkeye, which is going to come after launch. All the heroes that they add after launch are all free. There's no paid DLC. They're just giving it to you. So all the post-launch content will be free. There's a ton of customization, which I was super excited about. But I honestly, like, yes, I do care if you guys are excited about it or not. But the main point of this is then something happened. Something happened. PlayStation Europe, I believe, was the first one to tweet it. Actually, it was already kind of leaked over the weekend, but it is official. Spider-Man will be an exclusive hero for the PlayStation version of the Avengers game. Now, it's not necessarily going to be the Spider-Man from the Spider-Man games from Insomniac. It's Crystal Dynamics' take on Spider-Man, but he will only be on PlayStation. Also, I did put in the notes, will Xbox get an exclusive? I mean, you guys are more than like, you guys can answer that if you'd like, but just to give you a reference, it does seem like Crystal Dynamics isn't going to give other exclusives. It's just Spider-Man for PlayStation. I'm going to start with, I'm going to start with Junior here. Junior, your take on the fact that, my question to you really is, PlayStation's getting Spider-Man's exclusive. Xbox and PC doesn't seem like they're getting any exclusive. Mm-hmm. Is this anti-consumer to you? Or, like, how do you feel about it, I guess, is my question.
I don't know. I mean, I think of it as being lame. Like, that kind of sucks, because I'm used to PlayStation having their own exclusive games. Like, if it was a Spider-Man exclusive game, I'm used to that kind of thing. Like, okay, whatever. But to have a game coming out on all the different consoles and then just having one character being exclusive to that, it's kind of like Destiny all over again, where only PlayStation would have certain exotics or certain maps. And it took maybe years before the Xbox would even get a chance at them. So to me, that I mean, I know we can't swear, but to me, that's BS. It's there, like, it is. Why? Well, what's the point of it? You know,
I mean, you can swear, you just have to pay up.
Well, that's why I did it. Okay.
He said that's so, why I did it. It's Thursday, bro. I don't got time.
STF, okay? STF. Yeah, you're really testing my patience. But yeah, like it took years. It took years for Destiny to release all those exclusives. And by that time, it was kind of like, it was lackluster. Like, nobody really cared. It's like, all right, cool. We got something that PlayStation had for 2-3 years. You know, what's the point of it now? You know, if they would have released it, like, maybe a year at the most later, I mean, like, all right, cool. You know, this is something different. Now that it's Spider-Man being an exclusive character, it's like, come on, why? Like, we already see the repercussions of it. Why do this again?
David, on Dead Red Bull yourself, how do you feel about Spider-Man being exclusive to the PlayStation version of the Avengers?
I mean, you could see that coming. There's no way Sony is going to be like, no, I don't want Spider-Man to be played on Xbox, or, you know. So they probably definitely reached out and was like, nope. So obviously they did. And I don't see Xbox doing an exclusive character. I don't see Xbox saying, yeah, I'll fork over some money just to have that. The reason is like, why? I mean, the game's coming out in a month or so, and then you have your beta, what, in 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
The beta starts this weekend if you pre-order on PlayStation, next weekend if you pre-ordered it on Xbox and PC, and August 21st weekend if it's just an open beta.
All right. Well, I'll definitely test it out on the open beta and try it out and see, but I don't even know if I'm going to buy it yet, so I'll see it. I mean, it looks nice, but, you know, I don't really know fully, like, what the game is fully about still. I mean, I kind of see what it's kind of, in my opinion, it looks like it's just like a Spider-Man game, but with the Avengers. And if that's the case, then sure, you know what, I don't need a Spider-Man. But if it turns more into something like, you know, partnering up with, like, friends and stuff and doing stuff together, then, yeah, you probably do want a Spider-Man at some point. So that would be a little crappy, I guess you would say. I'm trying to figure out a word that's not horrible to say.
A little not great.
A little not great.
A little not great.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, that just means I may want to try it on the PlayStation on the open beta just to try as Spider-Man. So,
yeah, that's how I feel.
If it even is on the beta, I think it will not be. I will not be. Right.
Nope, you're not getting Spider-Man until 2021.
So. Well, then at that point, I probably won't even care. So
that's exactly what it says. Like, at that point, it's just lackluster.
At that point, the game is already out of the spotlight, and I'm already onto something else.
including a game we'll get to soon. BK, boy, as my resident Xbox fanboy, I know you have feelings, and I know that you can't swear right now. How do you feel? And bring it to me, man. PlayStation getting Spider-Man as an exclusive, and now we've heard Crystal Dynamics has no plans to bring Xbox or PC exclusive a character. So, how do you feel about it?
It's piss poor. It is. And I think that's not a crisis.
No, no, I know. I got you.
I just want to, but I can't. It's so piss poor on so many levels. Like, cause first of all, Spider-Man's, you know, well, I love Spider-Man. I think most people do for the most part, actually.
Number
really
one, BB.
And then, you know, Doc Strange is my second. But it's really crappy. Just, and I think Junior touched upon this, that they're locking this one character, the most popular Marvel character, probably next to Wolverine or Iron Man or Captain America. I'd say that's probably the top four pantheon there. They're locking him behind a console, and that's just unacceptable, like, in my opinion, because it's a completely different play style. Mm-hmm. It's a completely different way to play the game. It's like if we did Destiny and you had a different class locked behind a console. That's utter nonsense. That's not looking out for the gamers. That's really not looking out for the gaming community at large. And I think it's absolute, utter boo hockey. Trying to think of
honestly, I really love your use of boo hockey there.
Thank you. It's just utter
garbage.
Cuckoo.
It's your trash. Your candy.
It's a giant flaming dumpster that's being pushed down a hill in San Francisco, and it's just going down really fast, and it's just going to hit a trolley. Well, it's cool that the game is getting Hawkeye after launch. He's actually a very good character. If someone wants a good Hawkeye read, Matt Faction's run there on Hawkeye. You can pick him up. It's really good. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I think I teased it on the last podcast, I'm not even super sold on this Avengers game as a big MCU fan. I own all the Marvel movies and I read comics, like I buy them. I'm not super sold on it. And part of me thinks maybe that Crystal Dynamics / Square Enix and even Marvel, because this kind of comes back on them as well, that they missed the boat on releasing this game. Like, why did it take them so long into the MCU success to release this game? We've already had 4 Avengers movies come out. 4 Avengers movies. 4 team-up movies that take so much build-up. We had Thanos. We had all that build-up. And they're just coming out with this. Whoa, and
we had Thanos? Not... What?
And also, like, well, I get the decision to use a different, kind of different character models, like different looks for Iron Man, Thor, Black Widow, except for Miss Marvel there, but she hasn't been in the movies yet. How they're using a different look kind of to differentiate them from the movies, but I also feel like they should have just leaned into the movie looks. Like, I feel like that would have shot their pre-orders even higher, like getting more of the casual audience in. But that's just me. It's real upsetting, honestly. Like, I don't know. It's really messed up. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's
not really good. It's a big bag of flaming dog excrement on the front porch that someone left there, and they ding dong ditched you. That's what they did.
sounds kind of rough.
I've been pretty creative.
You did. I give you points for that. I'm okay. So obviously, I'm the opposite of everybody. I'm actually very excited for this game. I was going to pre-order it right away because I wanted to play it, but then, you know, I was going to play it on Xbox. That was my choice. I was like, you know what? I'm going to get the Series X right away, day one, hopefully, fingers crossed. So I was like, I might as well get it on that because it's going to, you know, get my free update. It'll be cool. I'm not going to own a PS5 right away. So, you know, we'll do that. But then, Square Enix, Crystal Dynamics, PlayStation, you sons of a guns. You had to give me Spider-Man on the PlayStation exclusive. And let me tell you, tough, dude, because Spider-Man is my favorite comic hero of all time. Whether it's Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, I don't care where. Spider-Man is my dude. I've loved the Peter Parker character and Spider-Man character for so long. I still remember being little and going to the comic store for the first time with my dad and him getting me a Spider-Man comic, and I was just sold. I was locked in. I love Spider-Man so much. Batman's number 2. But nice. Like for that to be locked to a console on a game that is a Destiny-esque, right? It's a games as a service. It is not a single player adventure game. It's not anything like that. So it's going to be interesting to see how Crystal Dynamics and the Avengers game handles that, because eventually when Spider-Man comes out, right, you'll be able to. Now, I will say this. They've already said they're not really looking too hard into cross-play, and I think this is one of the reasons. On top of, they're more looking cross-gen, right? You'll be able to go play with PS4 players on your PS5. You'll be able to play with Xbox One players on your Xbox Series X. That is where you'll be, but you probably won't have crossplay. And that's part of the reason, I believe, is because Spider-Man is going to be tied just to the PlayStation ecosystem. That sucks. Really sucks.
Didn't one of the heads at Crystal Dynamics said, like, oh, like, well, how can, like, people, like, play Spider-Man? Like, and they just, like, pay for him if they're on Xbox? And they said, oh, no, just, like, just go play on PS4. Just go buy it.
Yep.
Go play. Like, F off, dude. Like, oh my goodness.
You know, for me, it's tough, right? PS, I love you, XOXO. great PlayStation podcast. Honestly, it's very good with from the Kinda Funny team. And Greg Miller put it in a way that I do understand. And Blessing as well did as well. But like from a business perspective, great move. Hands down. Fantastic move, right? The game is getting close to launch. You want to make sure people buy it on your systems. Boom, here you go. Hey, just so you know, just so you're aware, as the beta is getting ready to launch, Spider-Man, you're only going to play him on PlayStation. And everyone's like, oh, and I've seen so many people. I've seen so many tweets. Well, I was going to play this on my PC and or my Xbox, but I guess I'm going to have to get it on PlayStation because, like you guys have hinted, you know, said, Spider-Man is hands down the most popular superhero. Hands down. So of course people are
more than Batman.
I would put Spider-Man above Batman. Yes. Yeah. In my opinion, I mean,
that's podcast in and of, you know, just by itself.
You want to get a comic podcast going, bro. I'm down. BKBB Power Hour Comic Edition. Let's get it. I'm not doing that. I'm not making jokes for you people. All right. I'm not doing that. You got to sub to Undead Red Bull if you want my jokes.
Funny name.
But I do believe it does suck, man, if you are obviously in the Xbox or PC party. It really, obviously, yes. It feels anti-consumer in that way, right? Anti-gamer in that way. But then at the same time, it feels great if you're a PlayStation player because that's PlayStation, again, going above and beyond to make sure that their players have the best experience, the best characters, the best exclusives. And PlayStation's been doing that since the PS1. So in that perspective, I see, like, PlayStation, great move. But I do understand it's real weird, right? Because Xbox has been such a pro gamer. And look at the Game Pass. And look at all these things that we're doing that you can use whatever controller you want. We don't care. You know, things like that. You play anywhere, man. Just play our games. In that way. And then Phil Spencer being the guy in the front saying, exclusives are dumb. This shouldn't even be a thing. And it's like PlayStation's like, bro, whatever, bro. Whatever makes money. So they're pro money, but are they pro anti-consumer? I don't know. That's tough for me to say.
No, they're not anti-consumer. It is a business move and it is strategic. I guess it sucks. Like as an Xbox gamer. Yeah.
You know what'd be funny? Like when the Spider-Man's about to be released on it, like the Avenger game comes to Game Pass for Xbox.
You can just
play it for free on Xbox. So go ahead, if you want to go buy it, go play a Spider-Man
on the ground. That's what they would be doing.
PlayStation, they just know what they're doing. You know, they're making money moves and they know how to play, like, to the exclusive.
And that's kind of my thing, right? I know. BK, I read it to you guys the other day that on the Kinda Funny group on Facebook, someone made a post like, "Why aren't we mad at Xbox for not making these type of moves for players?" And I don't agree, but I do agree. You know what I mean? Like, it's tough. Like, yes, in a way, yeah, as an Xbox player and a part of that ecosystem, and I rep the green team all day, baby, green machine. I do feel that way, right? Like, I'm like, man, dude, like, I really wish, you know, I could use swear words right now, but I wish Xbox would do something.
Damn, you just gotta donate.
I know, dude. I wish Xbox would push for exclusives like that, but it's a different path they've chosen. And, you know, when I touched upon that PS, I love you, XOXO, Greg Miller made the perfect point of, like, listen, Xbox got their behinds beat, right? This console generation. They sure did. And in a way to catch up, they took a different approach. Their approach isn't, we're going to pop out a bunch of amazing first-party games from these studios that you love, which, I mean, that, I guess, you know, we'll see moving forward. But their idea was, here's our services, and we're going to give you the best service you can ask for in video games. And that's true. Game Pass and Game Pass Ultimate, hands down, is the best service in all of video games. There's no doubt in my mind. So it will be interesting to see what Avengers does move forward. Obviously, I think, like, every game that comes out, especially games as a service, I mean, look at Destiny, right? You'll see a spike in the beginning, right? A bunch of people playing the game.
It'll tail off.
Ayo, Square Enix, send us that beta code or send us that code. BB.
Yeah.
And maybe then PlayStation's making a move so it could be a second wave push when Spider-Man comes out.
And that's my point, right? When Spider-Man comes out, you're going to see the jump. It's similar to Destiny when Destiny has big things come out, right? Everyone.
I'll be honest. If the game is complete trash to start, right, then PlayStation made a bad move, you know?
It's an Anthem situation where it kind of comes out.
Ain't no one coming back for Spider-Man. I mean, if the game is that bad. So we'll
I ain't coming back to Anthem. I bought that day one. I got the day one edition. I took 100%. Off work that day.
Yep.
I took off work with a couple of buddies, Peter Ramirez, shout out to him, and Jeffy Tube Socks there. We all took off, played, and just, man, disappointed.
I think when we had it was an old Big J and BB Show podcast, I'm pretty sure I said Anthem was probably going to be one of the most overhyped games.
And I think a lot of people feel that way. Yeah, like they're because it's hard. It's hard to live up to that hope. Also, side note, dude, shout out to Zach Collins with a 3-run bomb to tie up the game for those Sox, bro. What up? But Anthem, yeah, I mean, I hope Avengers isn't that way, but I feel the same way. I know Joey and I, Big J, we played a ton of Anthem. A ton of it. And like I got to a point in the story where I'm like, whoa, this is like, whoa, all right, what's going on? This is pretty crazy. And then I took
and then
a break.
EA came in.
Right, well yeah, dude, EA. And then Joey
and
kept
then you
going
got an EA game, right?
Joey kept going and he's actually on the final mission. He can't play it because you need to have people on and the server doesn't have anybody on. So, you know, that things like that. And I hope that the Avengers isn't like that. But moving on from the Avengers, right? We're going to get an Xbox conference in August. BK, I'm going to start with you. It has to be the console everything, right?
I feel like, yeah, you have to announce the, like, what you have here in the notes, the price, pre-order, and release date. And then also, I think they should also tease the Xbox Series S at the very end. Like, you almost, like, leave off on that just to be like, hey, or, you know, actually, screw that. I take that back. I think you actually just come out with both. Like, hey, here's the top end option. Here's the bottom end option. Pre-orders open now. Go. I think that what? It's already August 6th, and we don't know the price. We don't know the technical release date
for either.
Pre-orders haven't opened either. Like, well, I guess like you can technically do it at like some sketchy areas, like or places like Game and GameStop. But like for the most part, you can't like pre-order it. You have to sign up for alerts. Like. This is really late in the game. Like, it's getting dicey. Like, I feel like part of them, they're waiting for all this to die down, as in COVID. But, I mean, I don't know. Like, this cat and mouse game is actually kind of getting annoying as a consumer and gamer. It's just like, all right, guys, seriously, like, announce something. Like, this is, we're all kind of counting on this to, like, finish off the year strong here, and you guys are just, like, kind of teasing us along. Like, I don't know. Come on.
I think they're both teasing each other. They just want to see who could go first.
I was just saying, David,
holding it as long as possible.
Do you believe that it has to be the console price, pre-order, release date, or like what do you think we're going to get in August? I mean, I'm just curious.
I mean, I would hope for that, but you never know. They could show more video games, you know, because the last round was only Game Pass exclusives.
Right.
So now they could do another round that won't be featured on the Game Pass, but will still be. I don't know. Relatively new games coming to Xbox. You know, maybe a mix of that.
They
with
did not show all the studios stuff. Off on the last one. So
correct. So now you may have some stuff that you know some of the studios that didn't agree to be on the Xbox Game Pass.
Get a Pinata 3.
Yeah, stuff like that. To where like you know what, we'll still be like an Xbox exclusive, but we don't want to do the Game Pass feature. You know, something like that. I don't know. So it's possible. So we'll see how it goes. But I'm hoping it's probably more. I don't want to say more console related, but probably price and maybe the second adoption of the console, a digital version or something that they wanted to kind of go with. So, yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
Junior, what are you expecting from Xbox here in this August event?
No, I mean, I kind of, you know, 100% agree with what David said. I feel like, you know, they've got to show something, you know, like they just can't leave us, you know, hung up and dry. So I'm thinking they're probably going to do, you know, a couple more, you know, studios, you know, that weren't at the Game Pass, a couple more games, maybe more exclusives, but they've got to talk about the console at some point, like whether it's at the beginning of the show or at the end. At the very least, I'm hoping for a release date. You know, I mean, as far as price goes, everybody kind of figures the price is going to be around the same it's always been, around the $400 or $500, you know, $100 range. But with not having a release date, it's like BK said, like, come on, quit teasing. You know, we know you guys know what we want. So just give it up already.
Exactly.
100%. 100%.
Yeah. If you guys had a guess, it's just throwing it out here. What do you think would be the release date?
Hold on. Let me pull my calendar because I'm going to try and get this right. November 5th. It's a Thursday.
Thursday. Yep. So like, oh, so like the midnight release. Yeah. So everyone waits out on. Wait. So like, do they wait out on Wednesday night, or do they wait out on Thursday night for like the Friday?
I believe that you wait out Wednesday night and Thursday midnight 12 a.m. Thursday, November. What did I just say? Fifth. Sorry, fifth. Calendar keeps changing on me. Fifth. That will be when it is released. Now, I'll tell you what. If Xbox wanted to have some cojones, they would launch this bad boy. Let's see. October 30th, right before Spoopy Day. Let's get it.
Spoopy Day?
But that's a great question. BK, do you have a date that you think you would throw? You know, if you were a gambling man, you had to throw some money down. For the kids, of course.
Yeah, for the kids only.
For the kids, yeah. You know, because adults can't play video games.
For the St. Jude's children.
I know. you said the A word, so.
I don't know.
Go to the coffers.
You, my friend, are going to HE double hockey sticks.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't say the A word. I said you jag. Let's simmer it down, dude.
Okay.
I'm pulling out some words, bruh.
Mommy, what's a jag?
Bro, let me tell you. If there's like an 8-year-old in this stream, I'm so sorry.
We apologize.
Right.
But I do think an October release is actually spot on. I'm going to go a little bit earlier than you, though. I'm actually going to kind of... I think they actually come out the beginning of the week because we usually do like the video game releases. They used to be on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. I think they'll go something back like that. So I think on October 13th, it releases there.
Another spoopy day.
And that gives a good build, like lead in to Black Friday in November and all that. Like you can kind of get that initial wave out, and then you kind of have a month or month and a half to restock before Black Friday.
See, that's what I was going to
say. Ain't going to be no restocking.
Well, I don't even know if we're going to have a Black Friday. That's a whole different discussion. But
yeah, with the whole COVID
Junior, thing. When do you think? With David's question,
with your first and your first guess, like around November 5th, November 12th is what I'm guessing. You know, try to get that Black Friday market, but at the same time with COVID, who knows? But I'm thinking like around November 5th, November 12th.
Okay, in that week, I do believe historically. Xbox launches the second week of November, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
David, do you have a choice?
I want to be different because everyone else is kind of already taking it. So I'm just going to go. I'm going to go November 17th.
Okay, hipster.
Ooh.
I don't want to pick the same thing that someone else already picked. If we're guessing dates of release. You know,
yeah. You put shots on it, so I think you're good.
Yeah, right.
What are shots, mommy? All right.
Yeah, do that again. Rough. Yeah, we'll see what we get out of August. I'm waiting for an actual date.
Crazy uncle for that one.
Yeah, well, I have a question. Do we think the Xbox Series X releases first, or does COVID end first?
Xbox releases first.
I'm gonna say yeah. I think I'll make an even bolder prediction for you.
Whoa.
I think we get Breath of the Wild 2 before COVID ends.
Oh my god. Such a pessimist.
Shout out to the United States of America, baby. You know, it might end around the world, but it ain't ending here, baby. we don't know how to quit.
I got the most positive tests today.
Dude, because quitting for when you test a lot, David, that happens.
Oh, I'm
bro.
Sorry. We test a lot. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Stop testing, everyone. Oh, don't go get tested. You don't have it. Stay home.
I can't swear, so I have to stop this. Xbox is launching xCloud on Game Pass beginning September 15th. And I don't have this in the notes because I didn't jot it all down, but Samsung's event was yesterday. Papa Phil, the Thrill Spencer, popped up on the event and explained their partnership a little bit more between Samsung and Xbox, which I believe was hinted at or at least announced back in last year at some point in the fall or winter time. I don't really remember the exact date, but Samsung phone owners such as myself, David, Metal Mike, we are going to get a special Game Pass app that will be installed. And actually, and Big J, actually, cause, and I think Dan. Yeah, all those people.
Almost, and Junior.
Oh, dude, jeez. Almost everybody but BK and the Big J and BB Show community has a Samsung phone. We will be getting it on our Galaxy Store, and it will actually allow us to purchase, like, whether that's DLC or anything from our phone without having to pay that extra Google percentage, which is pretty awesome. So,
that is cool.
Big, big reasons for them doing that, because I think Google takes almost 30% off the top. So that's a huge, huge reason for them doing that. But again, and also I read other articles from The Verge and stuff. Obviously, like, to me, I've said this all along. The plan, not only getting it onto Samsung phones, it's going to come to Samsung TVs. At some point, I am going to open my smart TV, my Samsung here, and it's going to have a Game Pass app. There's or a Game xCloud app. There's no doubt in my mind. However, PK, you don't get to enjoy the launch of Game Pass xCloud with Game Pass and everything for 15th because you have an iPhone. But I'm going to start with you, David. What is your take? I think maybe you read something, or I don't remember what we were going off of before the pre-show, because God, that was so long ago. Your thoughts on with iOS not getting launched, but Game Pass getting ready to roll up here for us Samsung users and Android users.
So I'm not 100% sure if it's true, right? Because I just saw it on Twitter. But the reason it's not on iOS at launch is because all the games that Xbox wants to have on the xCloud needs to be in a development review for iOS.
That's factually correct. I looked it up. Yeah,
every single game that they want to do, they have to do that. And I'm pretty sure Xbox is working on it, but you know what? They probably got some intern in the back saying, you know what? We really don't care about it that much, doing the paperwork for iOS to be all special about it.
Because they're already rated. They're already rated. So it's like, what? It's like WTF.
There you go. That's my input on that.
I love it because I am, oh man, that sucks. I don't like, I know today, I don't think either of them are in the stream right now, but Joey and Kara and I, when I was venting about work, we were also talking about Androids and something happened. I'm not gonna go into it, but something with Android versus iPhone came up, and Carrie, Joey, and myself all have Android phones. I have the Samsung, and then Joey was like, oh, don't worry, bro. Ryan will switch back soon. Don't give it a minute. And I was like, you know, would have, because I love my iPhone. I miss it. But I can't even play Game Pass stuff on there. So that's not going to happen, because as a hostess with the Moses for an award-winning podcast that hasn't won an award yet, I have to be able to experience these things. So
yeah, it's just
BK. It's not launched on iOS, dude. How you feeling?
Yeah. Oh, it's just been a frustrating week.
He doesn't get X-Cloud. He doesn't get Spider-Man.
Going down. The Orioles sweep the Rays, and I get swept by the Marlins. So it's just like, yeah, it's just
cupcakes.
Bro, that's
cheating, because the Marlins had so much time off, bro.
Yeah, because they weren't going to the strip club. So, you know, yeah.
Mommy, what's a strip club?
That's where... Nope, not
getting
into
it. I make all my money.
Nope, we're going to stop.
But no, I think it's super frustrating, because you saw a lot of videos on Twitter, YouTube, of people streaming xCloud, and they were doing it to their iOS devices. They were doing it to iPads and everything like that, and you will not be able to do that. That's such great marketing for people just to go out and buy an iPad. Like, oh, wow, like, oh, I can play game or xCloud, excuse me, on my iPad. Oh yeah, like, sure, I'll upgrade to the new hotness iPad. I'll get the new one. It's 120 hertz, 120, like, you know, it's got a nice refresh rate. But they're being ridiculous about this, and props to Samsung for announcing the Samsung Ultra Note 20 or Note Ultra 20.
I think it's just like Note. I don't know. I know
there is an Ultra.
Okay,
there is an Ultra.
It's probably the little bumped up of our Ultra phones. But yeah, it's the Note 20 Ultra or something like that.
Yeah, and
go beyond.
It looks nice. And like, I was sitting there today, like, I worked for a second. I was like, man, like, would I switch from iOS to Android? I was like, because I actually used to be, a long time ago, my first smartphone was actually HTC Evo 4G. So I was Android there. But now I'm iOS, and I don't think I'll ever leave. But this has me thinking about it just a little bit, admittedly.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I've enjoyed every bit of xCloud on my phone thus far. Man, I'll tell you, though, really thought about, wow, I probably shouldn't have bought this phone right away because now we're getting the special package deal that comes with it where you get, like, this whole Game Pass bundle. I think you get 3 months of Game Pass Ultimate. You get this whole controller from the company slipping my mind that's designed for xCloud with your phone.
Oh, Razer?
It's Razer? Not the Razer one. It's the other one. It's not Power A. It might be Power A, honestly, now that I'm thinking about
okay.
it. But one of them is making it. It's the little one, you know, the little controller that's like kind of almost like a Joy-Con. And that one you get with it and a couple other things. That looks fantastic. Obviously, the Note is going to run it beautifully. The tablet that they're coming out, I think it's their seventh generation tablet, also going to look beautiful. So that's going to be awesome. But I'm so excited. Like, we can run this on 120 hertz. It's going to be fantastic. So I'm excited. Junior, how do you feel with Android being able to get xCloud, but iOS's and Apple's processes, bunch of D-bags, not allowing xCloud and Stadia and other gaming services, honestly, to be on iOS?
Stadia didn't really care for it. You know, that thing bombed. As for iOS not getting, you know, those services, sucks. Mm-hmm. You know, that's pretty much how I feel. I mean, I got Samsung, so the fact that we're getting, you know, the Xbox Pass and all that, you know, on there, that's just a bonus for me. You know, I love playing all the Xbox games, and now that we're going to be able to play, you know, these big time games on our phones, you know, I could just go out on the road and have my own personal Nintendo Switch.
That is true too. That's gonna be really cool. I'm actually really excited for that. Now, moving on here, this is breaking news. I actually just saw this, and I was kind of mind blown by it. President Trump has signed executive orders that prohibits transactions with TikTok and WeChat parent companies by Tendance and Tencent, effective in 45 days. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is Tencent, right? So Rod Breslow, or Slasher on Twitter, put, Trump may have just unintentionally technically tried to ban financial payments to Riot Games, Epic Games, League of Legends, Valorant, Fortnite, and like half the gaming industries by trying to clamp down on Tencent. That is where it gets very interesting, because Tencent has their fingers in all the honeypots when it comes to video games. So, boy, let me tell you, if that is the case, we're going to have a little bit of an issue if you can't spend money on League of Legends, Valorant, Fortnite, all of those.
Wait, well, how is Epic Games tied with Tencent?
Tencent I don't... has a majority or a minority ownership in Epic Games. Yeah, they're in there and everywhere, bro. They're in everywhere. I think they even have a little bit in Blizzard, I'm pretty sure.
Oh man.
They're the Illuminati of the video games.
Dude,
yeah, yeah. I don't like Tencent like one bit.
Well,
so.
Oh yeah. Well, a lot of the games definitely are touched by Tencent in some way or form, which is pretty crazy when you really think about it. But that just came out, so we'll see in 45 days how that works out. Bro, like, lay off TikTok, dude. Let me tell you that right now. All right, me and the primos, you know, Carlos, all of us, bro, we're trying to enjoy our time on TikTok. Leave us alone. I don't care if the government spies on me. They spy on me all the time anyway. I don't care. Whatever.
But that's our government.
Oh, I'm sorry.
People's government.
Sorry.
That's
Chinese government to spy on you.
Listen, if Pooh Bear wants us to spy on me, that's on him, baby girl. I am mad about it. Fall Guy is out now, and let me tell you, oh man, I almost swore there. Let me tell you, I am obsessed with it. I love it. It's so fun. I don't know the longevity of this game. Definitely going to need some updates as it goes. But like, all of it's fun. I know The Witcher on Twitter just hinted at, like, hey, because Fall Guy on Twitter was like, Cyberpunk, let's do something. And The Witcher Twitter account was like, who cares about Cyberpunk? Talk to us. And they're like, well, I'm going to send you a DM. And you're like, ooh, DMs are open. And I'm like, dude, if I get a Witcher skin for one of my little Fall Guy characters, bro, I'm all in. That game is so fun. It's free right now if you have PlayStation Plus. Make sure you get that downloaded free. Otherwise, it is on Steam. I don't
it's
know.
$20 on Steam.
Yeah,
20 yeah, bucks. 20, 15 bucks, something like that. No, yeah, anybody. I guess I'll start with you. BK real quick. Do you know if it's coming to Xbox at some point?
I haven't heard anything yet. So it would be a great Games Pass game.
God, dude.
I mean, it may be developed. I can see it coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Man. What is?
Fall Guy. Oh, hi, Mike. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hi.
Mike, Fall Guy, do you think it's coming to Xbox, bro?
I don't know. Do you?
Well, no, that's why I asked.
Oh.
Wow, great input, Mike.
I have no idea what Fall Guy is. That's why I'm like, I don't
It's
care.
A console exclusive for PS4, but it's also on a PC. So we'll see. But it is super fun, man. That is a fun, just like, I don't care game. I love it. I hope everybody else gets a chance to check out Fall Guy. You really should. If you want to play, hit me. I don't remember what my PlayStation name is. I feel like it's Mr. Chief Nasty.
By the way, what are the rules for the St. Jude stream?
We can't swear, dude. Can't swear.
Okay, because I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I can't say certain things.
Yeah, you know. It's you can. You just have to donate, which I mean. Yeah,
if you do, you get in trouble by me, and then you have to donate to make up for it.
For the kids.
I don't think I'm the best for the stream.
I'm glad that you're here, though. I'm glad that you're here, because Halo Infinite Multiplayer will be free to play, and it's going to run at 120 frames per second on Series X. BK, I know that you're all about getting a Series X. How do you feel about Halo? This is the thing, dude. The multiplayer is free to play, just like Call of Duty Warzone. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's great. It's a gamer-centric move. It kind of fits in with the grand design of Phil and bringing in as many gamers as possible, just getting as many gamers as possible to play on their platform. But going to circle back real quick to Fall Guys here. I looked up a quote from one of the team members, and he said, "We'd love to bring the game to other platforms further down the line," the developer said. "Please let us know on Twitter and Discord which platforms you'd like to see us release on next. We'd love to see how much the demand there is." So
it's going to
happen. It's kind of up. Yeah, it's up. It's like a Rocket League, how Rocket League premiered on PlayStation Plus originally, was only on there for a little bit, but then eventually came to everything else. That's what it kind of seems like, in my opinion. But only time will tell. All right, so going back to the Halo Infinite being free multiplayer, I think the great thing about that, too, is 120 frames per second. It's going to be really, really great, especially for the esport community. It's really going to, I think they're really going to sink their teeth into that. It's going to look super smooth frame rate wise. And I can't wait to, because I'm going to upgrade my TV this fall. I'm going to pick up an AK, more than likely TCL with the Vidrian technology. And it'll support 120 frames per second.
Yeah, I was going to say, you need to buy a new TV for that to work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, actually, I have a 4K right now.
Mine will run. Mine does have the ability to run at.
Majority of TVs don't support 120. So.
Yeah. They do at like 1080p, but yeah, not 4K.
1084, 4K doesn't really exist for 120, not even PC wise.
Yeah, it's
I mean, it does, but like the monitor price, yeah, it's like you could buy a Series X and a PS5. So.
Yeah.
100%, dude. Hell yeah.
Yep. Any Trump check is not by at all.
I was gonna say, how do you feel, David, about a Halo Infinite being free multiplayer?
I mean, that's cool, I guess. I mean, but it's only free if you're on the Series X.
No.
Okay, so it's also free if you're on PC. So that's kind of cool.
Yep.
So if I was for some odd reason not to have my Game Pass, I guess I can still play multiplayer. But
imagine not owning Game Pass in 2020.
Yeah, but like imagine not owning Game Pass. Like, I'm already gonna have that, so I'm already gonna have the game to play. So a multiplayer would be cool. I mean, obviously you're only gonna play it when your friends are on. I mean, that's not something you do by yourself. And then how Halo is in general, multiplayer is just kind of for fun, anyways. So, there's no like incentive. It's not like it's like Destiny or something where you could like get bounties and things like that for your character.
But we don't know.
I mean, they could go that route. So it's possible, but then at least it's nice that it's free for multiplayer. So I like that. I do wonder if they're going to do a battle royale now. So that seems to be the theme.
Let's get it, Spartans.
I feel like a battle royale is going to come, and I'm fine with the Halo battle royale because it's Halo. So I'm all for it as long as they do something different, a little bit unique on their own end. Obviously, that's not going to be at launch. I'm pretty sure it's not going to be because no one's even heard of it yet, unless they're saving that. To surprise everyone.
That's the ace in the pocket. Boom! Battle Royale.
Oh yeah. By the way, we got a battle royale, and here's the beta for it, and then just drop it.
Ooh.
Now that would be nice if they showed that in August.
Yeah.
For their Xbox show.
I do agree. Junior, with Halo Infinite being free to play for the multiplayer, where you at on it?
Pretty much what David Joel just said right now. He just pretty much nailed it on the head. I mean, the fact that, you know, if you don't have the Game Pass, you know, you still play the multiplayer, that's going to be a big bonus for a lot of people, because sometimes people just don't want to, you know, pay that extra, you know, $15 a month or whatever for the Game Pass. They just want to do their own thing, and if they want to play multiplayer, they can still play with their buddies, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of curious. Wouldn't you still need Xbox Live?
Xbox Live's gold is going to be gone.
I was reading something saying that they weren't going to get rid of it.
Yeah, they are getting rid of it. It's going to be a weird thing. I'm not 100% sure on it, but it's gone.
Probably going to be a free service?
I just see. That's what
I mean, it could be free. That's why Halo starts off as free multiplayer.
Could be. Could be.
Probably.
Sam Fisher, Splinter Cell, is back. Not really, though. An anime series is being developed by Netflix for Splinter Cell, so we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I don't know. I'm not, you know, listen, at that, let me tell you, thank God they didn't end the Xbox conference with that news. I would have been angry.
Oh, my gosh.
If it was an anime series and not a game.
You would have saw it, and then it went to an anime universe. You would have said a bunch of stuff that you can't say right now.
I can't say right now. Let me tell you, if there's an unedited version of this show.
Beep, 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 those beep, beep.
Oh, man.
That would have been an Xbox One move, to be honest, like with the whole focus on like TV and everything like that. Like they would, I feel like they would have announced that back then. Don Matrick and his goofy
self. I would have been so
like, listen here, people. Listen this here. Is what I think of this freaking.
All right, now this time I'm going to turn it over a little bit here. I'm going to start with David here. Grounded came out. It's an early access. I know you've played a ton of it, as well as Junior, and Mike has played some as well. BK, have you played Grounded or no?
Nah, I've just been in Ghost of Tsushima land.
We'll bow out here then. That's cool. David, yeah. Start with you. What's your thoughts so far on Grounded?
So overall, I like the game, right? It is enjoyable. It is fun to play. Obviously, they have bug fixes, lots of them to address. So, and obviously more content in general. But I did see that on their Twitter that they released that they're doing a patch and a bunch of fixed notes that they had. Obviously, the lava spawns, remember, Max, that we got? I put it in the chat, right?
Oh, we got wrecked.
Oh, we beat them. We killed them all.
Well, we killed them, yeah. But as far as like our progress for like building everything, just got wrecked.
And then you see what the problem was? It was because
it was put on the spike trap.
Another one spawns. So we put traps around the base and literally built a farm.
And the thing is, like, we only put two down. So the way the bug was working was that when you put one down, it would generate an increased number. So by putting two down, it doubled that increase. We went to our bed or whatever to sleep the night away. We wake up and just everything just starts breaking apart, and our games actually start lagging, like slowing down as far as frames go. We're trying to figure out what's going on.
A box.
Yeah, like, we look over to the corner.
Like a crate that's holding all of our inventory. There's like they
about,
destroyed it.
Yeah, there's like about 20 of these guys everywhere. It was like, wow.
But overall, I'm enjoying the game. It was fun. It was basically Grounded was the game of the week last week, right? That's hands down. And now Fall Guy is definitely the game of this week. So kind of curious what's going to be next week because, you know, something new is going to take over. Mm-hmm. That just seems to be the theme if there's something else coming out. I mean, it could still probably be Fall Guy or maybe Grounded gets a new patch release. But overall, I'll enjoy it. I like playing with my friends with it. It's a great game. So we may play that a little bit after this podcast, depending on how late it goes. Just to have some fun and chill.
Junior, have you enjoyed it?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I mean, you guys know that, I play Ark pretty much 24/7. So to have another survival game, you know, multiplayer survival game, it's just, to me, it's like the best thing ever because it's something that I can enjoy with my friends, you know. And the fact that we're playing like a semi-beta game, you know, with all these bugs and everything, it just makes it a lot more entertaining for me, obviously. I mean, because the whole idea is that I know all these bugs are going to get fixed later on the road, or at least I hope. And the fact that they're coming out with patch notes already, you know, to fix all these bugs and stuff, to me, that just, you know, shows promise for where the game can go. And like I said, you know, a survival game, I'm always up for it. I love it.
Mike, I know you're here in the Discord, so if you're listening, I know you played some Grounded. Do you have some opinions on Grounded?
Yeah, it's a... What would these guys say? It's a pretty fun game. It's a great time killer. You know, you got a few hours to kill. Hop on with your friends, have some fun. It is early access, so I kind of hope they add a bit more stuff to do to it. And maybe, you know, some mounts or something. That'd be pretty cool, riding around in a little ant or a bumblebee or something.
Spider at one point.
Yeah, you know, but once it actually comes out into the wild, then I hope it's got a little bit more pizzazz, a little more things to do. But overall, very, very fun. Time killer, like I said.
Oh yeah. As we're sticking with Splinter Cell being a thing, right, and it's being an anime series, Beyond Good and Evil, right? We got teased of that. Ubisoft teased the second one's coming, right? But it's coming. There's a movie form of it, and it's Detective Pikachu director is taking on the movie, and it will be for Netflix. So if you're interested in Beyond Good and Evil, it is getting a Netflix movie. So we'll see how that goes. I'm going to skip here a little bit because I want to end with Animal Crossing because it's such good news. So August 8th, it's Community Day for Pokemon Go. If anyone's obviously, you know, I'm still playing. David Jr., Mike's gonna play. BK, I don't know if you play Pokemon Go, but feel free to jump in on August 8th. It's Magikarp Day, baby. Let's get those shiny 100% Gyaradoses. Let's do it. Super excited. August 8th this Saturday. Let's get.
That's
it.
All I'm looking for.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
100%.
Let's get it. I already got 100% Gyarados, but I'd really like a shiny one. That's what I would like.
I caught a shiny one on their first event, like when I still played Pokemon Go, but I haven't played in like a year or so.
Imagine getting a shiny and not even playing Pokemon Go anymore. Unreal, dude.
Yeah.
If I could swear right now.
I did it.
He said if I could swear.
If only I could swear.
Shiny. He still hasn't got a shiny. Remember when he got the... Oh man, I can't remember what it was, but he thought it was like that.
Don't even remind me about it.
Oh no, the
Sandshrew
or whatever.
Yeah, the Alolan.
I was like, yeah. Oh. Like, wait, hold on. You guys just started laughing at me, like,
now,
got so bad.
Let me tell you something. Doctor's Disrespect, right? We were hanging on our hands for pins good and needles. Minute. Waiting. Good what are minute. You gonna do, right? And you know, Ninja, Shroud, everybody. Ninja actually just streamed on Twitch yesterday, still pulled in some big numbers, of course. But Dr. Disrespect looks like he's going to stream on YouTube tomorrow. I don't think we have a time yet, correct, David?
No, yeah, all his Twitter says is you tomorrow on YouTube, basically. And it has his link. I mean, the YouTube channel's live right now. It's just looping a video. Eventually at some point it's just gonna turn live, right?
Right.
And everyone's going to be like, oh my God. And everyone's going to be tuned in because they want to know why and if he addresses it, because that's what everyone's looking for.
I do hope so. Know. Yeah. And I also hope this is the official announcement of him going to YouTube. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's get
it. But eventually it may die off because, you know, it's YouTube still. So.
Yeah.
Yes and no. Yeah.
Mike is still the king.
You know, my toughest thing with YouTube is that, you know, when it comes to streaming for gaming, I guess I'll throw this up to you, David. Does YouTube need a specific game streaming app or to keep just using the YouTube app? I'm curious. What do you think would be a better move for them? When it comes to trying to get people in there to watch, right?
I'm trying to think. I mean, obviously having a separate app works, but then I think you're losing that random find someone, you know, like, you know, people that are just on YouTube itself just watch videos and eventually you just find someone's channel. I mean, like, you know, like a Tim the Tat Man who posts all of his videos there, but he doesn't stream on there. So I don't know. I would say probably no. It probably would hurt if it's multiple, because, you know, eventually sometimes you have, like, my phone right now has like 5 Xbox apps and I don't know which one's what. So it gets, you're like, I don't want all this. So
True.
I mean, it could be the same way. I mean, just like with Google, I have like so many Google apps and it's just annoying. So maybe they just need to improve the YouTube app for game watching, I guess, or for live content.
What they need to do is they need to improve their algorithm, because even for regular YouTubers that just stream whatever, they're having problems trying to pull in those numbers. And it's not because their content's not, you know, lacking. It's because the algorithm's not showing their videos to other liked channels everywhere. So, like, if, you know, Red Bull was, you know, have his own YouTube channel or whatever, we would be watching him and everything. But then the algorithm wouldn't show us videos from, like, Shroud or Tim the Tatman or anything. That's other, you know, gaming channels. They wouldn't, you know, the algorithm is just wonky like that.
Get it together, Google. BK, do you think that maybe YouTube streaming would be better with its own app, or that maybe just update the YouTube app a little bit?
Well, it's because they already have a separate app for YouTube TV, so I would imagine they would, because I have YouTube TV, so that's what I use as my provider.
Dude, shout out to YouTube TV.
Yeah, hey, sponsor us. Reach out to us at bigjbbshow@gmail.com. And
there it is.
Yeah, I'm not getting that sponsorship. Like,
I already know I used my free trial, YouTube, but don't worry about it.
But I think if you had another app, it's I don't consider it a huge deal. You know, you could just make a YouTube folder on your phone, or you could just make a game streaming app, you know, or like whatever on your phone, and just and sort it that way. I don't think it's a big deal, but I get it. People don't want another app. I understand that too.
Oh,
I see both sides.
I could see too. Like it is when I had YouTube TV, it was a little weird. Like, oh, this is my YouTube app, but this is my YouTube TV app. But at least like that's just on the phone. If you're using it on something else, like on my, I like that on my TV. It's separate. It's two separate apps, which I'm like, that's actually convenient for me. So that's not bad. Let's talk about PlayStation some more, right? We already got into are they anti-consumer a little bit because Spider-Man is exclusive to the PlayStation version of Marvel's Avengers coming out this September. Again, Square Enix at Big JB Show. Let's get it. Also, I did hear Gurren right there, and I feel really excited for a minute. I was pretty hyped. PS5 games will not work.
Make me feel a little bit better there.
There it is. Yes, I love it. PS5 games will not work with DualShock 4. But you can use your DualShock 4 to play xCloud. So, we'll see what happens. BK, what's your thoughts on the PS5 games not working with DualShock 4 and PlayStation kind of be like, no?
It just goes back to the differing strategies that Sony and Microsoft are taking, where Microsoft's very inclusive, and I think they're having to do that because they got trounced this current gen. So they're kind of going with their arms just open wide, and they're saying just, hey, come in here, everybody, for a big old group hug. And Sony's just kind of like, hey, they're the market leader, so they can do kind of stuff like this. I think it's kind of, it's a weird decision, but I mean, I'm not anti it. Like, is that new DualSense controller really going to take advantage of everything? Because they really didn't with the touchpad. So, like, are they really going to take all that extra time for the haptic feedback in the controllers and everything like that? Because Xbox has that now a little bit, not to the same degree, but they have it. And it's kind of used a little bit in Forza Horizon, because I've played that one a bunch. It's not really used in the Call of Duties or the Destinies for the most part. So, like, I don't know. It seems weird in that sense. But, I mean, at the same time, you know, they spent a lot of money, you know, designing this new controller with the haptic feedback and blowing into it and everything, because that's, you know, super cool, because you just want to hold a controller up to your... I love holding up a controller to my mouth while I'm playing to blow in it.
You don't want to blow your controller?
Just sit there with it in front of me.
Blow it in your controller.
God, like, so stupid.
You got a Nintendo cartridge in it, you gotta blow it?
Yeah, like, I mean, I've had a Sega Genesis, I've done that. Like, it's not fun. We've moved past that as a gaming community. We don't need to blow into our games or gaming controllers. And BB Curse, he has to donate.
Hey, Ryan, you gotta donate.
BK, thank you.
You're welcome, kids.
I promise I'll get it. But, payday, I promise.
I'm almost done. So, I actually think the new controller looks cool, but I still think it's weird that it doesn't carry forward, because Xbox, it carries forward. And even the Nintendo controllers have carried forward. They've kind of traditionally done that as well. So I think it's strange in that sense. But hey, you know, throw out your old controller.
But you can use it on xCloud. That's what matters to me.
Yeah.
David, how do you feel about...
I'll go on to it. So... Sorry, I keep cutting you off.
I know, but I'm going to you anyway, so it's cool.
Like, shut up. It's my turn, all right? I have a tool. It's a stream cast going on, so I have a show and you have a show, so I can just talk over you, all right?
Oh, okay, bye. Boy, oh boy.
He just slapped his elephant trunk on the table.
I'm gonna stop up, you know? Like, there you go. I'll be the acting Big J right now, all right? You know, sometimes he does that.
I was going to call you Big B. This is for kids.
But what if, like, the only reason, right, The only reason DualShock 4 doesn't work on the PS5 games is because of the touchpad. Just think about that. Like, if that was the only reason why, like, oh, well, it's because the touchpad that were incorporated in the PS5 games won't really work well with the DualShock 4, so you need to buy the new controllers with it. I think the whole community would be livid with that. I'm like, seriously? We don't even use the touchpad right now. That's the only thing I could think of that you would need to upgrade a new controller for. I mean, the rest is still the same.
I feel like you're underestimating it.
I don't know.
Unless it's going to be something like a Wii controller where I could turn it and stuff like that. But yeah, you kind of already have that now.
I'll go out and say this right now. I mean, looking at the PlayStation touchpad and everything else, they really only took advantage of it in the very beginning. The day one launch titles took advantage of it. Now, we can go on and say here as we get to the end, right? Last of Us 2 takes advantage of it a little bit.
Yeah, like the last couple games out.
Tsushima takes account of, but like not to a point where it's like it matters. I expect the PS5 games when they launch will probably heavily use some of the features of it, I'm sure. Man, I can't wait till I play Horizon Forbidden West and I can feel that bow tugging, bruh, with my haptic triggers. Can't wait. Junior, do you feel a certain type of way about PlayStation being like, yo, past stuff, not working, bruh. Get the new stuff. Let's get it.
I haven't owned a PlayStation since PS2, so I really don't care.
At least you
owned
a PS2, like some people here.
I didn't.
I know it was you.
Wow.
I had a Dreamcast.
I've owned every single PlayStation.
I was just saying.
I had a GameCube and Xbox, so I didn't have a PS2.
At least you had a GameCube, I'll give you that.
I had a PlayStation original, like OG.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Dude.
David's a rich kid.
I didn't have the GameCube or the Xbox, so you beat me in that category.
Oh,
all right.
I'm the rich kid, boy.
Yeah, I only got one or the other. You know,
that's why I run the show, baby. Big bucks. Mike, if you're, yeah,
Squishing, for big bucks.
AKA Alex, I know it's you, buddy. N64 was really good. We don't talk about that, but that was super good. Now, Junior, you never answered him. What anime are you just finished watching?
I did. I played the Demon Slayer.
No, you. Oh.
That's why I was like,
Anyway, talk about that in Weebisode 3, baby. Mike, if you are also here, I see. I always get confused. I'm like, he's kind of muted in the Discord, but maybe he's still listening.
He's just chilling. I'm here.
Oh, okay. How do you feel about the PS5 being like, you know what? Your DualShock 4s don't work with us. You can't sit with us.
I mean. It's technically a new console. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever something new comes out, usually the old... As far as the PlayStation 3 and 4, I don't know if the controllers work with each other because it's fuck them.
They did not.
Damn it!
They donate.
Damn it!
You just gotta donate, buddy. There's money coming out of the way.
Oh my god. That's why I didn't want to talk! 400 plus. That's why I was muted!
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for donating to the kids. They need
I hate you, right? Well, actually, I don't. They do need it.
Just think about that. You have to donate because of a PlayStation DualShock controller talk.
I'm mad. Now, I really don't like PlayStation. But like I was saying, I don't know if the PlayStation 3 and 4 controllers work with each other. But like, let's say you upgrade from GameCube. Okay. Let's say you upgrade from GameCube to Wii. You got to have a whole different setup there. You upgrade from Wii to Switch. You got to have a whole different setup there.
But your GameCube controllers do work with your Switch right now.
Work.
Yeah, but it's Nintendo started that trend, you know? Like, Super Nintendo up to N64 didn't work. N64 to GameCube and so forth. You know, the original Xbox to Xbox 360 to Xbox One. It's normal, I think. And Xbox is just like, we're just going to one-up you again since we've been doing it on everything else. And I think... it's normal. What PlayStation is doing, you know, you're technically getting another console. It's not like the PlayStation 4 plus whatever. Xbox is just one up in them, plain and simple.
I was That's gonna why say, if someone didn't, I do agree with you. Like, I'm not mad about it in any way.
I'm mad.
Well, I would be now, especially as I'm reading this Discord. You were lighting me up for saying what I said, but boy, I got you. I'm not mad about them being like DualShock 4 doesn't work. I mean, I think the only time actually it worked was PS1, I think, to PS2. I believe those worked. Other than that, they haven't worked. I mean, your Xbox controllers, I don't know. I mean,
I think that 2 to 3 worked also. You just needed to buy an adapter.
Probably needed. But then again, like an adapter, like, I don't know.
Well, because it was just a simple, because I think 3 went to wireless, so 2 was more, you just needed like a USB adapter for it.
And I'll give them that. I'll give them that. I mean, and even, like I said, you know, GameCube does work on the Switch. You just need the adapter as well. But I'm not super upset about it. Obviously, bro, we're all excited for a new gen, and when I get my new console, it comes with a controller anyway, so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can't be that upset.
It's not like anyone really comes over and like, hey, let's multiplayer now.
Yeah, that's another good point. Couch co-op is pretty much dead, so what the controller you get with your PlayStation 5, that'll be pretty much it, unless you want like a custom one.
COVID really killed it, yeah. COVID really,
It's been dead.
But they put the nail in the coffin, you know, the final one, like, because I can't hang out with my friends. I mean, I can, but, you know. I'll keep using COVID as an excuse until I can't.
Until you don't want to go.
Right. Like, I don't know, bro, COVID. I don't know. I just saw you yesterday. I know, bro.
COVID.
So I'm not super, like I said, I'm not super upset about it. But I will say this, though. Someone I listened to on a show made a great point where they said, you know, Xbox has the, what is that called? The controller that they have for people with disabilities, where
is that the adaptive controller or something like that?
Something like that. But I've seen it. The Xbox definitely does win in that category.
Yeah, I was gonna say. See, PlayStation doesn't do that, and they still haven't. And I think someone made a good point. Like, what if like they just say, you know what, your Xbox adaptive controller works on the PS5, something like it, along those lines. And like I said, I mean, that's cool. That your Elite 2 controller is going to work on your Series X, that's great. I'm sure your Xbox One controllers are going to work on your Series X. But at the same time, I'm just going to get the new controller anyway. You know what I mean? I don't know. Yeah. But
I'm going to get one from there. That's the one I'm going to use. No.
Not to mention your Design Labs controllers will work too. So like the ones like that you actually like created every little bit of and designed.
I was going to say, BK, have you ever done that?
I've always wanted to, but I could never fully convince myself. But maybe we should get a big J BB one,
like a color.
I've had a I had like more of a custom controller before. You had the Elite, just with the custom buttons into like the back of the controller.
Oh, as long as I don't have to play on a Steam controller, I'm happy. yeah, that's rough. But real quick with that Design Lab you talked about, Alana Pierce, I know we all know who Alana Pierce is. She actually gives out, like, she uses the Design Labs to give people gifts, like custom controllers that she comes up with. And I think that's actually a really cool idea that I never thought of. Also, because I don't know if I want to spend $80 on my friends. We'll find out next time on the Big J and BB Show.
Wow!
I mean, now, he's done it on the Undead Red Bull, so that's all I gotta say. He has.
True, I've donated. Boy, can't wait till tomorrow, as soon as payday hits, to donate some more because I said a bad word. Mike, I'm bringing you in for this one because we're the only ones that played
it. BK has donated for you, by the way.
Who?
He said BK put $5 in, saying for Ryan because he's a bum.
Aw, dude, appreciate it, bro. Sorry, Brad.
And then Supermax also donated 20. Oh, I donated 25, saying that I had to be junior.
And I believe Carlos as well, right?
I was going to say something about that.
And then Carlos donated 10, saying, when is GTA 6 coming?
You know what? Shout out, Alex. I know you're in the chat. We're in the same boat, bro. But this whole donating for St. Jude's goes all the way for a week. So you'll be able to follow those links. Shout out. If you need the link, let me know, and you can donate when we get paid. BB girl.
Let your friends, let your family know. Close. Doing this for a good cause.
And he's not even subbed in our chat. Like,
Mike, I'm bringing you in there for this, though. Wait, you're still here, right? Yeah, you are. Okay, cool. Temtem, during the PlayStation event tonight, it was announced that Temtem is coming to PS5, the Series X, and the Switch in 2021. Mike, how hyped are you for Temtem, bro?
I mean, I can play it on the PC right now, so honestly, I don't care.
Wait, are you but telling me you're not excited about Temtem on your Switch or Temtem on your Series X, bro?
No, I can play it on the PC right now if I want to. But the only good thing is like I get to play with my other set of friends that are on console. That's pretty cool. No, I didn't say it. That's pretty cool. But but I can play on PC and with my PC. So that's one part I like.
Wait. Did you really not know who Alana Pierce was?
No, I honestly didn't.
Oh my lord, yeah, she's
fantastic. So I was like, I googled her. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh yeah, she's got a great YouTube channel though. You check that out. She's really awesome. I actually really enjoy it. I'm actually really excited for Temtem to come to all consoles because Pokemon's only been on Nintendo consoles. Bunch of hosers.
I'm a get out of here. I'm swearing
to you. But I do have an Animal Crossing question for you next, but that's fine.
Oh, bet. I'll stay.
See you at the stay. But like I said, Pokemon, bunch of hosers. Just only being on Nintendo consoles, but Temtem, console for the world, baby. Going to PS5, Series X, and the Switch. I'm actually really happy about that because I think... I mean, I as well as you, Mike, we both are, what was that called when we bought the early access to that game on Steam? It was like Founders Editions or something, right? We're founding fathers of Temtem.
Yeah, something edition.
What up? I'm excited.
Day one edition.
If anyone wants to get in the Temtem and you'd rather wait for it to be on your console, it's actually pretty fun. I actually really like it. Just make sure you don't think your starter's a fire type when it's not, right?
Oh my god, dude. I have a fighting monkey called Charmander. I'm mad.
It's literally the monkey looks like Charmander. I'm not going to lie. It's the same color scheme. It looked like it would be a fire type. And then Mike and me finally, after like, oh my god, going all over the game trying to find each other, we finally did. Like the first night it was out. And we were playing. And he goes, dude, check out my starter. I'm like, oh, nice, dude. I got the psychic type. And he was like, what? I'm like, yeah, they're like different. They're not like fire, water, grass. They're different. Like one, I think, is electric, whatever. He's like, Mike. Oh, well, I got the fire type. And then he goes to fight, and he's like, why does he know no fire type moves?
My dude's evolved. Moves. Not a single fire move to be found.
I love it, dude. I love it.
Some say he's still looking for a fire move.
Some would say.
Yeah, I got a flameless Charmander.
And then I wanted to end this on a note. Well, besides Mike just really swearing up a storm, I love it. It's okay. Let's end it with Animal Crossing, dude. Let's end it with Nintendo Switch. So, David, you put this in the Discord. Nintendo Switch has sold 61.44 million Switch devices, which would put it probably somewhere almost in the top five of all time consoles sold, probably right around there. I know it's ahead of the Xbox, I can tell you that. But the bigger news, the ginormous news. One,
the juicy news.
Animal Crossing now lets you shoot off custom fireworks, and of course, players are using them to make them look like male genitalia. So, you can use those big words and figure out what that means. So do it. Also, though.
Balls?
Also, though. Well. Also, though. I did see one, and I'm going to do it for a special person. I'm going to do it once I get my fireworks.
Oh, I wonder who that could be.
I'm going to get it to say send nudes. You could take that as you will. Maybe I'm talking about nudes like noodles, but you'll take that as you will.
And mommy, can you send me noodles?
Right, mom, what's nudes like? Ramen, bro, figure it out. But that's all super awesome. I actually opened it for the first time since June yesterday, and all my villagers were like, oh my god, you're not dead, hello, it's been forever. Because the hawks were just like driving me insane to the point where one, I was drinking like a half a cup of tequila. And then on top of
Bobby, what's tequila?
Right. Well, they should.
I think you can do this for like the whole conversation.
Right? They better figure that out. But the big news, the big news, Animal Crossing came out March 20th. Right. It has now sold 22.4 million pieces, units, whatever Nintendo uses. That is where it's at since its launch on March 20th. To put that in perspective, it's the second best selling Switch game of all time, behind Mario Kart 8, which is at 26.74. almost five, because it came out March 20th. Dude, wow. I knew this game sold a lot. I know I've talked about it with Joey at length on other podcasts about how big it was. BK, you're the one that sent me this stat in the morning on Twitter. You don't play Animal Crossing, but how do you feel about Animal Crossing just having such a huge number?
It's wholly impressive. And I think part of it, too, is that, you know, this came out at the beginning of the pandemic when everyone had to stay inside. So they're like, I'm going to create my own little island that I can get away on and, you know, get away from all this craziness. It's very impressive. I mean, 22 million in 5 months, which is almost as much as Mario Kart 8 over the entire lifespan of the Switch, because that was a launch game, if I remember correctly. So,
be honest, holy moly. It probably beats it. And I think the Nintendo the Mario Kart is inflated because it used to be sold with the console for a while.
Yeah, it was.
I'm pretty sure that's inflated. I'm pretty sure a standalone Animal Crossing has probably sold more.
It's the Wii Sports scenario where the only reason Wii Sports is like one of the highest selling games
is came with every copy. It automatically has to be one, unless you buy multiple of the same copy. The only way for it to beat it. So
now, my big thing, right, is with this is like, I knew, and I, like I said, I talked about this before, but I knew Animal Crossing was going to end up at least in the top three, if not maybe the top selling Switch game of all time, because BK, you touched upon, COVID. Look, that's huge. It inflated all the gaming numbers, right? Gaming as a whole, video game industry, is making boo-foo money. Like, buku bucks up the wazoo. It is nuts how much money they're making right now. And, like, now you're getting the pressure of developers, like, to try and maintain that. You're not going to be able to maintain these numbers. It's not feasible. Eventually, people do, you know, go back to work, and they can't just, you know, sit there and play video games all day. It's not, you know, it's not feasible to keep that up. But Animal Crossing, definitely. I mean, for anybody that doesn't believe that COVID had a huge role in it, I mean, you're lying to yourself. Not that I don't think Animal Crossing would have sold great. I think Animal Crossing would have was going to sold amazing anyway. Not this much. This is insane. It's the 38th best-selling video game of all time, and it's been out 5 months. Animal Crossing, you know, I was just so interested to see this. I believe Pokemon Sword and Shield, at the end of the day, is probably going to be the third-place game. It's going to probably be right there. If not, maybe two. Maybe Animal Crossing goes into one. Mario Kart falls down three. There's no doubt in my mind that that is where we're probably at. Mike, you recently got into Animal Crossing because you finally got a Switch. How do you like Animal Crossing? What's your vibe on it?
Yeah, dude. I like it. I still play it. It's what I like about it is, like, I can just pick it up whenever and set it down whenever. There's no limit. I can play as much or as little as I want, and that's it. Works perfect for just about anybody.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh yeah. David, how do you feel with Animal Crossing doing so well?
Well, I did draft it, but you know, per a rating rise, it didn't give me back for points compared to other games. So whatevs. Even though it probably may be game of the year, and if it does win game of the year, and it's not even that great in the review points, I'm gonna be like, I don't care about this fantasy anymore for that. So I'll be like, I won game of the year, so that should be like, I should be crowned champ just because of that.
Just
like whatever.
Game won game of the year. Oh my lord.
Yep, just because my game won game of the year, I should get extra kudo points.
I was saying that's wild. That's wild. That's a bold strategy.
But think about that though. The game of the year is not even the highest reviewed game on there, and it's lower than some stuff that shouldn't be as high.
Look at Overwatch. So Overwatch was in a similar situation in 2016. Yeah.
But, yeah. I enjoy the game still. I still play it every now and then. I haven't played it. I played it a lot back in last month because it was Cancer, and that is my zodiac sign. So I wanted to get the shooting stars. So I had to log in every night to see if I had shooting stars on my island.
How'd you do?
I did craft it, so I got my crab table, the golden crab table. Looks kind of dope, so I got it.
Nice.
And BK, I don't know if you knew this, but did you know that we threw a party for Mr. BB on Animal Crossing for his birthday?
I think I remember him talking about that on a previous podcast. But yeah. How'd y'all do that?
Oh, Carrie actually set it up on her island to have a surprise birthday party for him.
Lovely lady.
So we literally grabbed resources and threw stuff on her island for Ryan's birthday. And I crafted his zodiac sign. I think it was
Aries, the
rocking chair.
Yeah.
Something like that. It was a rocking chair for him, which I wasted all my shooting stars for. So I hope you enjoyed it. It's not my zodiac sign. So I wasn't, you know, it was his. So I would hope he enjoyed it.
Sure did. Sits in my family room when you walk into the house on waifu baby girl. Yeah, that was awesome. It was great. COVID was just like, you know, just really going full blown at that time for the first wave at least. And so obviously couldn't do anything for my birthday. So yeah, I was sitting there and I believe I was on Discord. And originally I was just playing with Carrie and Joey jumped in. I'm like, yeah, all right. And then they're like, oh, let's go. And then David got on. And my brother was actually playing me. That's how it started. My brother Slap Nugs. Twitch.tv/slap_nugget 2 P's and 2 G's. Forget my follow. We were on there, and they're like, come on, let's go. And I'm like, all right, like, for sure, I'll go visit your island. Like, no matter to me. And then as I got there, they're like, oh, come in this way. And I'm like, what? And it was this whole big old setup for my birthday with a bunch of Animal Crossing presents and stuff. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty dope, especially for the situation that we're in. So that was pretty awesome. I do love Animal Crossing. To me, yeah, I've said it from the get-go, it's game of the year. I don't really care about what's their names from that one game from Naughty Dog, Last of Us 2 or something. Pfft, trash. Animal Crossing,
which you still need to beat, so have a podcast review.
I've literally sat there and been like, you know what, maybe for content purposes, right? Maybe,
yes!
You didn't even hear what I said.
I'm sorry.
I was saying maybe I just let the three of them do their own show on it because I'm just not going to finish it yet. I just know I'm not. So we'll see. We'll see what I do.
Nah, we need the BB.
I'll just watch a quick YouTube video on how it ends. Don't worry about it.
I mean, that's basically all you need. I could give you a whole recap of where you're at, what happens now.
I just had it. It's just straight right up. I know, and I've said this. I said this to a couple people because David, not Undead Rebel David, David Ruiz, BK. I know we both follow him on Twitter. He was asking me like how I had beaten it yet, blah blah blah, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Lost a lot of motivation to play video games lately. Don't know what it is. I've definitely gotten way. I've got an anime, dude. Anime. Blame Japan. They've have a tight hold on me right now. Where I am just like, I come home and I'm like, all right. I watched the Hawks last night, but I'm like sitting there and I'm like, all right, well, what kind of anime am I watching tonight? Let's get it done. That's been the problem. Not gonna lie to you. Especially Naruto Shippuden. It's got a tight hold on me, bro. Tight hold. So we'll see.
A heads up, Mike's going to cosplay as Abby for the next C2E2. Even though there won't be a C2E2 next, probably, because we know we'll still be in COVID. But, you know.
Well, at the next one, whenever it comes.
Oh, the next one? Oh, it'll be like open air, right? Yeah, eventually.
When they talk about best on consoles, they don't talk about how much the PC is sold, right? You know, they don't talk about that.
Yeah, can't really do that. Alana Pierce tweeted out not too long ago, public companies by video game revenue Q1 through Q3 2019. Guess who's in first place?
In what terms? Like, who sold more?
No, video game revenue.
Oh.
So, like.
All right, I'm going to go Nintendo.
Okay. Junior.
Same.
Mike says Microsoft.
Steam. Whoever owns Steam.
Tencent. 15.2 billion with a B.
So I guess I'm kind of right. It's Steam, right? Because
Sony is second at 9.4 billion. PC. Apple at third with 7.7 billion. Microsoft at fourth with 6.4 billion. Google in fifth at 5.4. Nintendo's down in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9.
Whoa,
wow.
Nintendo's in
9. Wow. That's impressive, though. Tencent, again, like I touched upon that earlier, that they have a huge reach when it comes to the video game world and what they have their hands in and stuff. So,
yeah, like I said, they're the Illuminati of the game world.
Basically, they're
everywhere.
But that is super super crazy. Look at you, BK. Way to get the news like that, bro. You're like the Adam Schefter of the Big J and BB show. if anyone does, no one has anything else. I believe that wraps up this edition of the Big J and BB show. Of course, you can find us every day of the week. Just look on your podcast platform of choice. Big J and BB show. Search it on there. Whether that's Spotify, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, wherever. Go ahead and search Big J and BB Show. Twitter at Big J and BB Show. Facebook.com/Big J and BB Show. If you want yourself a sweet Big J and BB Show hat, maybe an Undead Red Bull shirt, maybe a Big J and BB Show shirt, whatever you'd like, go to UndeadRedBull.tv and click the merch tab. Go on there and check that out. Like I said, every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central Time, roughly, twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull. And if we're not doing it on Thursday, make sure you check him out during the rest of the week when he's got time. I know he's out there, whether he's playing Grounded, Ghost of Tsushima, whatever he decides to play, it's on there. twitch.tv/slap_nugget, 2 P's and 2 G's. Just give him a follow. We'll see. You know, he's like, it's kind of like that. Meh. Is he going to do something or no? That's what it's kind of like. And then, of course, Monday through Friday nights, 8 p.m. Central Time, find me with Josh Barlog on Twitter, at Josh Barlog, doing Natty Nights, getting into the national sports news, like I said, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Central Time. And if you would like an ad at the start of his show, it's $4.99 a month. And just let him know the Big J and BB Show sent you. Fevesports.com, FEVRsports.com. Go on there, check out Josh's articles as well as mine in the gaming tab. And then, of course, if you're looking to upgrade your gaming chair experience, TriumphChairs.com. Use the code BigJBBShow, all one word, for 10% off your order, just like Carrie did. So shout out to that. She actually really enjoys her chair. So I actually really like that. Now, nice. Since Dan decided to skip this show, Junior, do you have a quote of the week? You want to finagle one while I keep talking, you know.
Yeah, that we're having technical difficulties.
Well, as Junior looks for a quote, of course.
Would you like to be interested to know how much money we raised today?
Yeah. That's another thing. Real quick, if you're listening to this, today is August 6th. Do you have until what? August 13th, David?
We'll do the 13th. We'll do 13th, 14th. We'll do about a week and a.
Awesome. About
a week.
August 7th, where I am now.
Boom. On the East Coast. Undead Red Bull and us, Big J and BB Show, we are raising money for the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Go ahead and go on David's Twitter at Undead Red Bull and ours at Big J and BB Show. Check that out for the link. You can donate. You have all week. You don't have to just donate on stream. You can donate outside of that as well. Go on there. David, how much have we raised so far just on this stream?
We raised a total of $60 on our first day.
Boom.
Not bad.
Boom.
Not bad. We're trying to get to a million, so donate.
Well, the way that you keep swearing in here, you'll be good.
Junior, are you good?
I believe so.
All right. Well, it is time for my favorite time of the week. Guadalupe, take me away with the quote of the week.
All right. Nothing is impossible. The word itself says, I'm possible. Audrey Hepburn.
Be kind to one another, and you stay breezy.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me, I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Alright then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.